You're tuned into the Daytime Break. It is the Wellness Hour. Every Tuesday, we have conversations that really speak to our wellness in every aspect of life. And the aim of it is really just to encourage one another, uplift one another, show each other ways in which we can steer each other into a better quality of life. And for the next couple of weeks, we're focusing a lot on the wellness of just the household, the home, where everything begins, right? And we've been talking last week with Refilwe about homemaking, and she was describing what a homemaker is, and that as a mother and a wife, you have the responsibility, you know, to set the tone and the mood for your home, and in bringing up your children God's way, in taking care of your home, and so much more. And she's back with me this week. We're going to talk about something very interesting, and I'm going to say, I mean, I first heard of this term years ago in school, but it definitely wasn't what Refilwe teaches it to be now. And I really can't wait for you to discover. Refilwe Matshiba is with me in studio. Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Hi, Zintle. Thanks for having me again in studio.
Well, I had to bring you back after last week talking about homemaking. You have brought up a very interesting concept as a homemaker. You talk about building the home economy. Well, first, let me not jump this. I'm not going to take for granted that everybody tuned in last week and heard our conversation. Refilwe, just a quick intro to our listeners of who you are and what you're about.
Okay. I'm Refilwe. I am a mother to four children. I am also a wife and I stay at home. So essentially, I'm a homemaker, but I also stay home and build my home economy and homeschool my children.
Absolutely love it for you. Absolutely love it. Refilwe, when I was in school, there was a subject that I took in grade 10 or so. It was called home economy. Right? And what we learned in home economics.
Yes.
And what we learned was how to knit and sew and cook. Mm. And it was exciting because, hey, you know, cooking during school hours, it was fun. We learned how to make milk tarts and all sorts of things. And then fast forward years later, I hear you on your YouTube channel talking about building the home economy. I'm like, what is this about now?
Wow.
What is building the home economy?
Building the home economy is essentially taking everything that you have been blessed with and multiplying it and increasing it. So that way you build a home economy where there is production in the home and there's also consumption in the home and there's also trade. Mm. So more like turning your home into a business and running it like a business.
This is so interesting. And I think it's interesting, especially for women. Like I say, I always want to go back to this because you also mentioned it last time that sometimes people mistaken homemakers for just women who stay at home. Yes. And there are a lot of women who are staying at home because they are unemployed, because that's the agreement maybe with their husbands or for whatever reasons. And they're sitting there frustrated, right? And sometimes even feeling like a burden to their working yes. husband who's bringing in income at home, not knowing that they can actually start building an economy within the home. First of all, where did the concept come from you? When did you have that light bulb moment of, I man?
Yeah. So it came from my devotion time. So as I was reading the Bible, I was reading Psalm 112.
Yeah.
So it talks about a man who was blessed because he feared the Lord. And as a result, his children were mighty in the land and wealth and riches were in his house.
Right.
And he had influence and honor. So when I started to look at that, this was a home.
Yeah.
Right. And God was saying through that scripture to me that the home is supposed to be a place where God is put first, mm-hmm. right, and feared. Then after that, that means because God is feared, then the children, right, will be trained in the ways of God. That's number two, the family. The family will be yielded. And as a result, they will run their affairs and their business in such a way that the wealth will be in their house. So what are we talking about here? It's you understanding that you came here gifted.
Ooh.
You've got talents, you've got skills, you've got expertise that you have that are in the home. So now, what are you going to do with those things? Right. And it starts, you know, because somebody might say, OK, fine, I have the skills, but I don't have the money to start a business at home. But it all starts with what do you currently have? What is in your hand? Right.
Right.
So your grocery budget. How can you cut back on certain things? How can you cut back on your budget so that you can preserve some money? And once you have that money preserved, how can then you put that money to work?
Mm.
So that you can multiply it. Because everything that we are given, there's a seed inside. And we're supposed to locate that seed and replant it so that it can grow. So it all starts with maybe giving you practical tips.
Yes.
Right? When you have your grocery list, look at the things that you can start making so you can cut back. So, for example, maybe you buy bread every day. How can you start making the bread yourself so that you don't purchase that bread anymore? Because remember when I talked about the home economy, I said there must be production in the home.
Yes.
So now you will start producing the bread instead of consuming the bread from the stores. Mm. And as a result, maybe you can build a community of your neighbors and the people around you and start supplying them with the bread.
Mm.
If those people, they are in need of bread. How about then you take the money that you've saved, buy some chickens, raise the chickens yourself, and then sell eggs to the community. And now that it becomes a home-based business. And that way, you can also train your kids to have a work ethic, you know, through those things of you being a producer in the home. And as well as the management of everything in your home. Do you have a plan?
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a plan when you wake up? What is the morning routine of the home? What is the evening routine? What time is supper? Those things. Right. So it's all about managing everything, because it's not the management of just the money. It's the management of the time that you have, because time is the greatest resource a homemaker has, because you have so much time. You know, you're not working outside of the home for 8 hours. You are in the home. So how are you managing that 8 hours?
Sure.
Yes.
That is so interesting. I'm going to take a quick music break. And when we come back, I really just want to dig deeper into your own, because I've seen from your YouTube channel a lot of the, and also talk about women who are maybe feeling, I don't have certain skills, or do you know what I'm saying? Because then you can learn.
Yes, you can learn.
They can be taught. So we'll chat a bit more about that just after the music.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
We're talking building the home economy today on the show with my guest, Refilwe Matshiba. And she's a homemaker. She is so wise when it comes to just empowering women, mothers, wives, in just the value that they add into the home. And moreover, the responsibility they have. Right, have been given by God in building and making their homes. And specifically today, we're talking around the finances and how you can build a home economy to turn from being a consumer to a home where some things are actually produced and you get to save money for the family. And I loved what you touched earlier on about, you know, the example of making bread, the grocery list, to say you can start there, to say, you know, if my husband gives us, for example, whatever, 5,000 rand a month for groceries, how can I save on that? But moreover, it's also having skills that, like the bread, where you can make things that can be sold and bring an income into the home. What are other examples, or what do you say to a woman who says, but Refilwe, mina, I don't have a background in anything, or I just matriculated, or my industry is just too complicated, I'm just in media, I can't do anything right now that can benefit the home?
Yeah. For one, I want to reassure you that you can learn, because I'm one who went into homemaking and I didn't have any sorts of skills. The current skills that I have, I learned over time.
What skills do you have?
So I've got baking skills, and I can sew now.
Yes.
I didn't know how to sew before, but now I can sew. I can sew my own curtains, cushion covers.
Wow.
I can sew bags for my children when they go to extramural activities. I didn't know that.
You do a lot of food preservation as
well? Yes, canning. Yes, I do canning, freezing them. And what else do I do? And also YouTube skills.
Yes.
Right? Starting a YouTube channel is something that I had to learn myself, right? The University of YouTube. I learned from the University of YouTube.
And how has learning those skills benefited your home, would you say?
So much. And another skill that I left out, which is very important, is investment skills, right? You need to learn, you need to be knowledgeable, read books, finance books, and about investment. Because I looked at the Proverbs 31 woman and I said, this is a woman who was making investment decisions for her family.
Yeah.
She was not just making purchasing decisions, but she was making also investment decisions. So that's one of the skills that I've learned, because I check what's going on in the market, what is happening, how can I invest money for my family, how can we have a return. So going back to
how the skills benefit your home.
Yes. The skills have changed the way my home is running, because now we're not only a one-income family anymore because of the skills that I've gained. Mm-hmm. We actually now have 2-3 actually streams of income that are coming in because of the skills that I learned.
And you still are at home.
Yes,
and you're still raising your children and you're still homeschooling. How many hours in a day do you have?
Same as you. Yes, but you know what I do? I time block my time during the day. So I know that in the morning when I wake up, that's my block. And this is important for homemakers to know that you need to have time for yourself where you are going to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And that is the time that I take in the morning. I take the time to, okay, study the word because I need the wisdom to run my home. Number two, I invest in my health, so go and take a jog or something. And then the third part of my morning routine is my learning time. So that is where I learn my skills.
Yeah.
So I take time to learn whatever it is that I'm learning at that current moment. So currently now I've been learning how to create digital products.
Mm.
So that is what I'm learning in the mornings as I take time to learn. So as a homemaker, if you don't have skills, start there. Invest time because you do have time.
Yeah.
Take the time, figure out what is that one area in my home where we are spending money in. Don't learn something that is not going to save you money at 100%. Upfront. So you need to be strategic in the way that you're going to learn your skills. So if you see that, okay, we're spending so much money on groceries, so that means you need to learn some food preservation skills where you can go to the farmer's market and start buying things like fruits and vegetables from farmers directly. And then you can learn some canning, food preservation skills like canning, freeze drying, and all sorts of things so that you can keep those things for longer.
Mm.
And then from there, you're going to start saving. And then to that, add some baking skills. And then over time, you're going to see the return on your investment.
I think we need a whole in-person masterclass. We need mentorship here. We need, I don't know, we need a lot. A lot more than our 10 minutes that we have spent together, Refilwe. Thank you so, so much. I really, really do appreciate your time today. And I think for me, the biggest things is preservation, multiplication, multiplying what you have, and just sharpening skills. Learn skills that will benefit your home and save your home some money as well. But it all goes back to planning, I think, like you said, because a lot of the time people feel overwhelmed and they think, where do I find the gaps? Meanwhile, if you plan properly, you will make the time to learn the other skills, right? Refilwe, I'm looking forward to our next conversation because you mentioned that you also are homeschooling your children.
Yes.
Let's talk about homeschooling when you come back next week.
All right.
Thank you.